Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, shareholders, friends, ladies and gentlemen. It's been my practice in recent years to take this opportunity at the annual meeting to talk about an issue which I think is important to our industry or to our company, or to both. This evening, I think you can capture my presentation under the heading Rates, Regulation, and Rising Oil Prices. When Fortis invested in BEL in October 1999, we made a commitment to the government of Belize to provide BEL with the capital and resources necessary to enable it to become a well-run, efficient utility, providing safe, reliable electric service to customers and meeting the growing energy needs of this country. Fortis also made a commitment to develop the hydroelectric resources in Belize to enhance security of supply and provide a low-cost, renewable source of energy. Fortis has delivered on its commitment to Belize. We've made substantial progress, even though we've had to overcome some sizable obstacles, including hurricanes that caused damage to the country's electrical system, environmental protests that delayed hydroelectric development and added to its cost. We've also had to deal with dramatic increases in the cost of commodities, including oil and copper. The most serious obstacle, however, is, in my view, the failure of the electrical, of the regulatory system of Belize, more of which I will speak later. As at December 31st, 2000, our investment in BEL was $180 million. I should add that all amounts I'm talking about now in dollars are Belize dollars. Our investment in BECOL was $167 million, which made our total investment in Belize at the end of 2007 $347 million. Additional investment of $80 million will be required in 2008 and 2009 related to the construction of VACA. Capital projects must be completed in a timely and efficient manner to ensure the delivery of safe, reliable electric service and to meet future demand in energy. From the year 2000 to 2007, I've selected these years throughout my presentation, by the way, because year 2000 was the first full year of Fortis involvement, and of course 2007 was the last full year for which we have a record. From 2000 to 2007, BEL's cumulative capital program was approximately $282 million. This level of capital investment would not have been possible without the financial support of Fortis. For 2008, BEL has forecast a capital program of $58 million. So how has BEL performed? Well, over those past 8 years, energy sales have risen almost 70%. Peak system demand has risen almost 60%. By the way, would the people at the desk here would like to go and sit and watch the presentation rather than have their backs to it? As I just indicated, over the last 8 years, energy sales have risen almost 70%, peak demand risen by almost 60%. The number of customers served by BEL has increased almost 40% to 73,000 customers. More than 600 miles of new power lines have been constructed to connect, in many cases, many new customers. Another 150 miles of power lines have been rebuilt or upgraded to improve service reliability for our existing customers. BEL has also met the substantial growth in customer and energy sales and enhanced service to customers. At the same time, operating costs have been reduced. This will come as a surprise to many out there. Excluding the cost of the power we buy and pass through to our customers, operating costs per customers over that period have decreased 17%. Operating cost per kilowatt hour sold has decreased 32%. And the most recent customer satisfaction survey, BEL received 84% satisfaction from its customers, which in our industry is high, by the way. So BEL is doing a good job. And underpinning this performance has been the substantial transfer of knowledge and training provided by Fortis to BEL. A year after we made our initial investment in BEL, the country was struck by Hurricane Keith. A year after that, Hurricane Iris. These Category 4 storms caused more than $11 million in damage to the electrical system and impacted thousands of our customers. Last year, we were impacted by Category 5 hurricane. The value of the support that Fortis provided in personnel and resources went way beyond merely getting lights back on, as we provided BEL with technical skills and resources in designing a distribution system to lessen the impact of future storms and accommodate future growth. BEL employees have received critical training from other Fortis utilities on a diverse range of key operational functions, including environmental issues, safety management, IT, security, and transmission line design. Some of you may recall that when we built the 22-megawatt gas turbine at Westlake, that the BEL was able to draw upon the expertise and resources of the Fortis family. In the next few slides, I'm going to highlight how the development of hydro resources in Belize have reduced reliance on more costly energy supply. BEL satisfies the company's peak demand primarily through its power purchases from Mexico and BECOL and through generation from BEL's own diesel-fired plants. In 2000, the company reached a peak energy demand of 44 megawatts. Energy supply totaled 262 gigawatt hours. BECOL production was 94 gigawatt hours and comprised 36% of total energy supply. In 2007, BEL reached a peak energy demand of 70 megawatts. The commissioning of the Chileo hydroelectric facility in late 2005 made a significant impact. BECOL production was 167 gigawatt hours, 1.8 times the level of hydro production in the year 2000. BEL currently sources about 40% of its energy from hydroelectricity, enabling the company to cover the company's peak demand with local generation when necessary. By that I mean that with the hydro plants and our own thermal plants, in emergency we can meet our total demand within the country. Since 2000, BEL has reduced its reliance on diesel by almost half, from 16% to 8% of total energy supply. Now last year, we began construction, we being BECOL, of a $53 million U.S. 18-megawatt hydroelectric station at Vaca, which is planned for completion in late 2009. Vaca would help Belize achieve its long-term sustainable development plan by enhancing reliability of energy supply further and reducing further dependency on oil. In 2010, BECOL, under our existing estimates, would supply about 45% of total energy requirements. And the energy supply from Mexico would be reduced to about 20% compared to about 50% today. I don't think you need any reminder that the world price of oil has increased about 182% from a high of $34 a barrel in 2000 to $96 a barrel at the end of 2007. Just this morning, the world price of oil exceeded $129 a barrel. From 2000 to 2007, the cost of power supplied from Mexico increased 73%. Not showing in this slide, but in this month of May, the cost of power from Mexico was approximately 32.7 cents a kilowatt hour. So instead of the 21.1 cents you see there in 2007, Mexico power now costs us 32.7 cents. Just before I came over this evening, I picked up a copy of the Potential Paper. There was an article in it talking about our March rate application. Apparently, someone had made the argument that we should, instead of buying high-cost power from our affiliate BECOL, we should have bought it from the low-cost Mexican supply. I don't know what they're smoking. Between 2000 and 2007, the cost of generating from our own diesel plants rose to 113%. And you see there, diesel generation in the end of in 2007 at 68 cents. The cost of fuel alone, the diesel today, would be almost 55 cents a kilowatt hour. That's the cost of the fuel. Can any of you remember when we were proposing to build Chileo, the environmentalists saying the hydro development would be an economic boondoggle? Look at those numbers. BECOL increasing in 8 years 1%. And today, providing electricity to Belize at 17.5 cents a kilowatt hour, when it costs from Mexico, as I just indicated, is currently 32.7 cents. And as this thing shows further, the cost of the power from BECOL essentially unchanged in 8 years, which shows the tremendous value of hydroelectricity and why this country needs to maximize production of hydro facilities. If it were not for BECOL, the cost of power today would have been substantially higher in 2007. Since it began operations, Chileo has enabled direct savings in the range of $20 to $25 million, which helped to mitigate the impact of rising oil prices. I say direct cost because we had our hydro facilities, we were able to negotiate better terms with Mexico, and those are indirect benefits, were not recognized here. And of course, the savings from Chile would have been greater had we not been delayed 2 years by the incessant environmental arguments. It must also be noted that between 2007, there were also dramatic price increases in other materials that our company uses. Copper, for example, over that period rose 265%. We use copper in our wires, transformers, and other switchgear. Aluminum rose 100%. Now, when Fortis made its initial investment in Belize, the government of Belize made a commitment to establish an independent regulatory regime that would, among other things, enable the flow through of the wholesale cost of power, electricity rates, and enable the company to earn a reasonable rate of return, the company being BEL. Now, this slide highlights the cumulative power purchase cost that remains to be recovered in customer rates at year end. In 2005, the amount of power purchased to be recovered approached a crisis level of $30 million. That time became necessary to recapitalize BEL, which was undertaken in 2006, to stabilize the business, enable BEL to pay its power bills to Mexico and finance its capital program. Because of rising oil costs, the unrecovered cost of power reached $27.4 million in March of this year when we applied for a 15% increase in rates. That increase was denied, as you recall. Currently, the balance in the deferred fuel account, not shown on this chart, but you look at a chart, we're now estimating that by month end, the amount will be $33 million. This is the amount of money customers owe us for electricity they've already used, and the cost of buying that power was not recovered in the rates. And I think Lynn will indicate a little later on that we're now estimating in the month of May that BEL will pay more for the power it purchases than it recovers from its customers. So if you look at the $33 million balance we see at the end of this month, compared to the $18.9 million at the end of 2007, or beginning of this year, we've seen a 75% increase in this account. 75% increase in the amount to be recovered from our customers in those few months. Let me tell you, shareholders, that we are now again at crisis level. And I say so much for the commitment to flow through the cost of power. So what about a reasonable return? BEL's rate of return on equity last year was 11.9%, which is exactly the same in coincidence as it was in the year 2000. BEL's dividend yield, that is the percentage return you receive on your common shares, was the same as it was in 2000 at 5.9%. The average interest rate on low interest 90-day deposits at a Belize bank has increased from 7.2% in 2000 to 8.4% in 2007. In other words, over that period, the cost of money in Belize has risen. And any of you who put your money in a bank or borrow from a bank will have seen interest rates rise. If you do the calculation, a $100 investment in a Belize bank in 2000 in a 90-day deposit would have earned $77 in compound interest to 2007. A similar $100 investment made in BEL, if you reinvested your dividends, would have earned $48. In other words, an investor would have earned 60% more by putting his money in the bank than if he had owned BEL shares. Now, by way of contrast, again, if I look at our rate of return on our Canadian utilities, they would earn approximately 10% in the year 2007. But on the other hand, a 90-day deposit in Canada would only earn around 3%. In other words, in Canada, the utility is earning about 7 percentage points more than a 90-day deposit. So if you take a 90-day deposit here in Belize, and you say that it should earn 7% more, you're looking at a rate of return more closely to 15%. And I suggest to you, when I do other analysis, that is a more reasonable rate of return in this environment. Now, last December, the government of Belize enacted revised tariff regulations that settled some outstanding matters related to the regulator's June 2007 final decision on our tariffs. In March of this year, the new government of Belize repealed those regulations, and the Public Utilities Board, as I said earlier, denied our application for a 15% increase in rates, which was needed to recover the higher costs of purchase from Mexico and from BEL's own diesel fire generation. Despite the continued increase in the price of oil and hence purchase power from Mexico, the initial decision issued by the PUC on May 2nd, this month, also failed to increase rates, putting BEL in a financial crisis. If BEL is to continue to meet its obligation to serve its customers, the Public Utilities Commission must flow through the full cost of power to our customers and enable BEL to earn a reasonable rate of return. The latest decision does neither. Now, I must say that on a personal basis, Belize has been the most rewarding jurisdiction of any place that Fortis serves. And through our investment, BEL has become a leading company in this country and has made significant progress towards becoming the best utility in the whole region. Fortis has delivered, as I say, on our commitment to the people of Belize. But on the corporate level, Belize has been the most frustrating jurisdiction I've ever experienced in almost 30 years in the business. There has been repeated failures to deliver on what has been committed to the company as a strategic investor in the country. I'm saying to you tonight, regulatory issues must now be resolved, and electricity prices must be increased to reflect the true cost of power before Fortis will make any additional investment in BEL. We will not do this time what we did back in 2006. And I also would highlight for you and highlight the gravity of the situation that if this is not done, BEL will not have the cash to purchase power from Mexico in the coming months. Without power from Mexico, BEL will be forced to into rotating blackouts. Immediate action is required. I cannot understate the seriousness of the situation. If If you look at the magnitude of the numbers involved, there, in my mind, is simply no alternative. The situation has been aggravated considerably by the refusal of the Public Utilities Board to recognize reality. And as I stand here tonight, with oil prices based upon $129 a barrel, the order of magnitude of increase required is approximately 25%, which is a large amount. It was 15% back in March, when oil prices were based on $95 a barrel. Today, over $129 a barrel. The fact that prices were not raised in March meant that the amount owing from customers has continued to increase. Now, on the other hand, while this amount is substantial, I can only say that in other jurisdictions, which are also dependent on the price of oil, they have experienced similar increases in the last 4 months. The net at the cause of all this in the immediate has been the price of oil, of which none of us have any control. But we cannot simply close our eyes to the situation and expect that the service will carry on. And I say that rotating blackouts are, in essence, inevitable. And we're not talking about a long period of time. Something has to be done within weeks. So on that very sad note, I thank you for your attention and hope that you have a chance to reflect on my comments. Thank you.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I will follow that somber message with my own presentation. Let me start by saying that growing with Belize is exactly what we've been doing over the last 10 years. And that is the title of our annual report in 2007. And during that 10-year journey, we have had to grapple with significant challenges. Your company has worked through hurricanes, tropical storms, environmental challenges, and we continue to grapple with the steep increases in oil prices. And these increases not only hurt us here at BL, but it is also causing significant hardship for everyone, as we struggle with unheard of cost increases in all sectors of our country's economy. Let me say, in meeting these challenges over the last 10 years, I think we have transformed your company into one of the top utilities in the region. By any measure, be it service, reliability, productivity, efficiency, Belize Electricity Limited has continued a steady climb, delivering improved performance. I must say that a lot of this, of course, as Stan mentioned, has been the input of Fortis, but also the dedication of our employees, who have worked very hard to try to turn this company into what it is today. And for that, I thank them. But also, these achievements require and continues to require significant investment in infrastructure, equipment, training for our people. Regrettably, due to the continued confusion on the regulatory front, you, the investors who provide the capital for this growth, has not seen a proportional growth in your investments. This is something that we have been working on for the last few years, and we will continue to do so, because the task of providing quality service in this industry requires significant investments. And these investments will not be forthcoming, as Stan said, if the returns